the lightest touch would cause a terrible bruise, and even a small scratch would bleed for a very long time. Dark marks appeared on my face and arms. My hair began to fall out, and because I had no appetite at all, I was very weak and extremely fatigued. The new physician took one look at my appearance and my blood test results and asked if I drank. I said that I used to, but had abstained for quite a while. This was a blatant lie. In reality, the only person who was being fooled was me. My new doctor explained that I had a disease called cirrhosis of the liver. How far it had progressed was hard to tell, but by the symptoms I was having and the results of my tests, the disease seemed fairly advanced. The picture he painted was very bleak. As the disease worsened, I would become sicker and weaker. And finally, there would be a slow and painful progression, usually ending in a fatal episode of bleeding into the stomach, or lapsing into a coma and death. With that, he referred me to a special clinic. Not an ordinary group of doctors, but a liver transplant clinic. The initial interview with this group of doctors made it clear that if I wanted to live, I was going to have to prove that alcohol was no longer going to be part of my life. I was 37 years old at the time, a relatively young woman for what was happening to my body. I was suddenly very afraid of dying, and I was desperate. I had attended AA meetings prior to that time, but the words of the doctors had somehow, finally, begun to clear the way. At the meeting that first night, more of what the people in AA were saying started to pass through my ears and into my head, and finally into my